and a close colleague of Donald Trump have assembled a so-called cash for land deal to end the war in Ukraine. It prompts an awful lot of questions, this, not least the question of why and how an issue, a conflict that once dominated the news agenda in this country, has slipped into the background. I don't know if that's true in the rest of continental Europe. I suspect the nearer to Ukraine you are, the more urgent this situation has become. But what would it mean if Zelensky was compelled to accept these terms for Ukraine, but also, of course, for Europe?
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, senior US military officials are due to meet with President Zelensky in Ukraine to explore restarting peace talks with Russia. Unconfirmed reports suggest Washington and Moscow have held secret talks without Kyiv and are proposing it makes concessions. His claim, plans include ceding territory and limiting the size of Ukraine's army. The European Union's foreign policy chief is Kaya Kallas.
What we as Europeans have always supported is a long-lasting and just peace, and we welcome any efforts to achieve that. Of course, for any plan to work, it needs Ukrainians and Europeans on board.
President Trump has carried out a U-turn by approving the release of files connected to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Mr. Trump had long resisted calls to make them public, but has faced pressure from his own supporters. Greater Manchester's mayor has refused to rule out a bid to challenge for the Labour leadership. Andy Burnham says he's fully focused on the mayoralty but appreciates the support of the MP Clive Lewis. Yesterday he indicated that he would potentially give up his parliamentary seat to Mr. Burnham. Children's Minister Josh McAllister's told LBC that Sir Keir Starmer won't be distracted from the job at hand.
The Labour Party's a broad church. It's not going to surprise anybody to know that Clive is critical of the party's leadership. What we're trying to do with the economy and getting the UK out of that doom loop, that is the central mission for the government, so we can improve people's cost of living.
Senior bosses at TikTok have told LBC that they're investing more in artificial intelligence to spot harmful content. MPs have raised concerns recently over its plans to scrap 400 jobs in London as it moves towards automation. But the firm says within 4 months, AI has helped take down 86% of flagged videos automatically. Ali Law is from the social media platform and says it's a major aid in efforts to protect young people.
AI models can actually detect something like a weapon, a knife in a cooking video, for example, versus a knife used in a street attack. AI has the level of sophistication, the level of intelligence to be able to make a recommendation on the basis of what else is in the video.
And more than 150 schools are closed in northern Scotland, parts of Wales and North Yorkshire due to snow and ice.